Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the news. First day headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says country fully prepared for its first ever human space flight mission, marking new chapter in journey of self-reliant India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Speakers Conference, underscores need to work towards enhancing dignity of the house. Nectar Project under School Education Nagaland wins Center for Innovations in Public Systems Innovation Award 2024 in the education sector. And ISRO successfully conducts first integrated airdrop test for Gaganyaan. And now the news in detail. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human space flight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defense Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaan 3's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishant and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission. The minister said that India has already marked its presence from the moon to Mars.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who recently made history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station, reflected on his journey. He credited his training in the Indian Air Force for preparing him to face challenges with confidence.
Whatever I've done, whatever I've gone through and whatever I've achieved, I feel that the background that I had or the preparation that I had for years by being in this uniform and by being in the Air Force, that any one of us who's sitting here would have done an equally good job. And that is the confidence I carry with me, whatever life throws at you, the kind of character that Air Force has built up for all the people sitting here.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitalbhai Patel as India's first speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said Vitalbhai Patel laid foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas. Mr. Shah also underscored need to work towards enhancing dignity of the house and respect of the post of the speaker.
विवेक विचार और विधान तीन ही चीजों पर विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है लोकसभा देश का विचार दल हित से ऊपर उठकर राष्ट्रहित का विचार ही हम सबको लोकतंत्र की अंतिम गरिमामय ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाने का एकमात्र रास्ता है
Addressing the gathering, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the two-day speakers conference is very useful for learning best practices.
Vitalbhai Patel ji ka is mahatvapurna 100 varsh ke 8 varsh par aur pehla desh ka elected speaker hone ke nate ye All India Speakers and Deputy Speakers Conference bahut hi upyogi aur bahut hi mahatvapurna hai. Do din ka satr hai to mujhe vishwas hai ki बहुत अच्छी तरह से आप लोगों के बीच में विचार विमर्श करके सही रिकमेंडेशंस सामने में आएंगे
On the occasion, the Home Minister released a commemorative stamp honoring Vitalbhai Patel. Mr. Shah also inaugurated special exhibition showcasing rare archival records, photographs and documents on India's first elected speaker and evolution of India's parliamentary institutions. The Performance Incentive Grants, a program of the Nectar Project under Department of School Education, Nagaland has been awarded the Center for Innovations in Public Systems, CIPS, Innovation Award 2024 in the education sector. CIPS received 226 applications from all over India, out of which 83 were shortlisted and 34 projects underwent sports studies and 21 projects across various sectors received the awards. The award was received by the Nectar team led by Joint Secretary Secretary of School Education and Deputy Project Director of NECTAR Avelar Rojo during the CIPS Award Ceremony 2024 held at the Directorate of Information Srinagar on 22nd of this month. During the felicitation, Chief Guest Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir, Manoj Sinha, stressed that people's voice must be the soul of government policy and that policy making should be grounded in their needs and participation. ISRO has successfully accomplished the first integrated airdrop test, IADT-01, for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport in. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy, and Indian Coast Guard. The test was designed to evaluate full suite of parachutes that will slow down and stabilize the crew module during re-entry and splashdown of the actual human spaceflight mission. This included two drog parachutes, which are conical or funnel-shaped devices with open ends for initial slowing down, followed by pilot chutes and three main parachutes to ensure safe descent. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight test of Integrated Air Defense Weapons System, IADWS, off the coast of Odisha yesterday. IADWS is a multi-layered air defense system comprising all indigenous quick reaction surface-to-air missile, advanced very short-range air defense system missiles, and a high-power laser-based directed energy weapon. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, the Indian Armed Forces and the industry for successful development of integrated air defense weapons system. He stated that the unique flight tests have established the multi-layered air defense capability of the country and are going to strengthen area defense for important facilities against enemy aerial threats. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Lingamamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanda Majumdar at the airport. The visiting delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Atonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is Prime Minister Rabuka's first visit to India in his present capacity. The Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, today unveiled its flagship policy blueprint, Policies for a Competitive India, which the country's Apex Business Chamber sees as a comprehensive reform roadmap to accelerate India's transformation into a globally competitive economy. The report presents over 250 actionable recommendations across 14 critical reform areas, developed through wide-ranging consultations with industry's leaders, economists, and policy experts. The blueprint is aligned with the government's Viksit Bharat vision. Its release comes at a pivotal time as the Prime Minister has called for bold second-generation reforms to unlock India's full potential, according to CII statement. CII President Rajiv Memani said that the publication is a contribution to the broader national reform agenda. Mr. Memani added that CII remains fully committed to working alongside the government to accelerate India's march towards Viksit Bharat and strengthen the country's position as a global growth leader. And to end the news, the headlines once again. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says country fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission, marking new chapter in journey of self-reliant India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates All India Speakers Conference, underscores need to work towards enhancing dignity of the house. NECTAR project under School Education Nagaland wins Center for Innovations in Public Systems Innovation Award 2024 in education sector. And ISRO successfully conducts first integrated airdrop test for Gaganyaan. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.